Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third, the right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth, the catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Raleigh Sheldon. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Raleigh Sheldon. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the right fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jackie Moore. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave Wickersham. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Wickersham. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Moore and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Campaneris scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Brown reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles strikes out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt takes first base on ball four. Jackie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneras fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. One out. Raleigh Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneras is one for one in the game, with a single. Campaneras hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham fires to first and picks off Campaneras. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a line drive towards first. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raleigh Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheldon strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Campaneris hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0 for 1 in the game. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Bryan hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stahl. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Stahl steals second. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews is walked intentionally. Raleigh Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheldon hits a line drive into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Horton strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Demeter hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneras is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Campaneras strikes out. 1 out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Jackie Moore. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sheldon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0 for 2 in the game. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Freehan now catching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 3 in the game. Bryan hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 3 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Wickersham covering, for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jake Wood pinch runs for Jerry Lump. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. Wood moves to second. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wood moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.